酒馆又要做线下活动了。为了庆祝酒馆微醺俱乐部的成立，我们会在1月8日星期六下午在北京举办一场意大利风情满满的线下品酒会，特别甄选的多款意大利葡萄酒，专业试酒师带你细细品尝。我和安兰还有 James 也会到场陪你聊，赶快联系小助手参加首次北京品酒会吧。微信号是 LULUXJG， LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。席位有限，先到先得哦。 Now on with the show. Welcome to your favorite segment, Global Village. 欢迎回来，小酒馆大世界。 In a previous episode, we talked to Carlotta and Mickey about the similarities between China and Italy. In today's episode, let's continue with that topic.
Let me maybe make it more specific. In a company, if you're like the youngest person, and then does that mean automatically you have to agree with whatever your senior have to say?
Yes. Yeah.
Even if you know they're wrong or you think they're wrong?
Yes.
Especially at the beginning. Yeah. We have a saying that means fare la gavetta. So when you start a new job, it's just commonly accepted that you have to take in whatever people want you to do and you have to listen to everyone, even if you don't agree. Because that's part of your experience at the beginning.
You have to learn. Yeah. You have no experience.
So perhaps you have a different idea, but first you listen and you learn. And then once you gained enough experience and once you people see you as someone that can bring more value, then you could give your own opinion. But it's definitely not encouraged at the beginning.
We have this whole thing called 论资排辈, as in based on seniority, and then you will get... Let's just say I'm older than you, and then I've been with this company longer. Even though I'm a horrible worker, I don't have a lot of productivity. And you are a star performer, but you're just younger and with fewer years with the company. Does that mean that I still will get more of an opportunity to get promoted compared to you just because I have so-called seniority?
Perhaps. I wouldn't generalize, but generally, yes. Yeah,
I love that. I wouldn't generalize, but generally that is the situation.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'd like to think it wasn't like that, but I feel like it is. Yeah, just because you've been with the company for longer and maybe you know things that either you shouldn't know or that can be useful. And then you can still manage the person that is brilliant and take advantage of that person's qualities, but you will still be his or her superior. Just to show,
I think that thing is that experience is more valuable than knowledge.
Ah. So an experience obviously comes from years of accumulation.
Yes, exactly. Like you can learn and study from books, but once you practice it for years, then you have more experience. And this is
the most experience.
Valuable thing.
I see. And any other similarities you have observed?
Yes, we observe that, for example, we can be a bit superstitious.
Yes.
Oh, superstitious. Okay. Yes. But we have different superstitions.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. They're linked maybe to numbers or actions.
Especially in the south of Italy, they're very superstitious. Very, very, like a lot.
Like there would be some objects that people would carry or like they would wear like horns, like little chilies.
What's that about?
It's about...
Good luck.
Yeah.
And to take away the bad things, to move them.
Yeah, so if you have this chili on you or...
Chili, like the food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Or like hanging in your house, then they would swipe away the bad luck.
Oh, like fend off evil.
Yes, exactly. Oh. So that's a big thing. Or like other kinds of stones or numbers, for example, number 17 is
very
considered really bad.
17?
17,
Not 13.
No.
So well, sometimes 13, but usually it's 17. Usually.
Yeah.
Why 17?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's just common knowledge. Yeah. Or like wearing certain colors in certain occasions.
Like
purple. You cannot wear purple on stage when you perform or at the theater. It's like...
Again, why? It's just an old tradition.
Yeah, or like in weddings, unless you're the bride, you cannot wear white.
Oh.
Or But now it's changing. Now people don't care as much, but generally you don't wear white.
There's a lot of funny
or black.
Yeah. Black cats.
Black cats are bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if a black cat crosses the road while you're driving, it means that you should not go to that place. And for real, like, I really think that in the South they stop and they don't just go.
Yeah.
For real.
So they really take it seriously.
Yeah, very seriously.
I think for some parts of China, we also do take our superstition really seriously. Mm-hmm. But you know that in China, many buildings you notice don't have 4 or 14.
Yeah.
Is that the same, like, you don't have 17 floor?
No, it's okay. We
you
have
still
it.
Yeah. will have yeah. it. Yeah. It's just... people don't like it.
Exactly. Yes. Or maybe some actions that I'm thinking about. For example, if someone is wiping the floor and they wipe your feet by mistake, then they will say you're not going to get married.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Step away from people who are sweeping.
Yes.
Is there any way to rectify it if they actually did accidentally?
Well, you can take some chili.
Or just balance it out.
Yeah, we touch wood or like we touch iron things normally, metal things.
Oh, so you, instead of touch wood, you touch iron, touch metal.
Yes, we say tocca ferro. Yeah, we touch iron. Or something else like if you drop salt on the floor. That's bad
or
luck.
Even on the table.
Yeah.
You have to take it and
throw it
over your shoulder. I've seen that.
But these are old traditions. I don't really know where they come from.
If you break the mirror.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If you break them, this is also a really serious one. Like, I would feel it. I would be, like, a little bit scary if it happens to me.
If you break
a mirror, then you have 7 years of bad luck.
So just stop using mirrors.
Yes, exactly.
Be careful.
Stop using mirrors.
Yeah.
I mean, mirror also has a lot of superstitions attached to mirrors in China as well.
Well, like even when you set the table, how you place cutlery, it can be bad luck. Like if you put the knife, like if you stab some food or if you put the fork and the knife in a cross, then it's bad luck.
Oh, wow. It's like in China, we say you don't stab your chopsticks into the rice because that's supposed to mean that this is for dead people. Yes, we have a lot of those. And then if you ask me, I probably don't know a lot of those where they come from. Mm. Talking about superstition and traditions, one last question that I would like to ask is, see, this always puzzles me. Italy, it's sometimes, to me, it feels like a blend of open-mindedness and traditions.
Mm-hmm.
So as Italians, would you think Italians are generally more conventional, traditional, more conservative, or more liberal-minded, open?
I think it depends.
Mm.
It's really hard to answer. Mm. I think it depends where you are. It depends on your background.
Mm.
It depends on where you're from, like which part of Italy. Because there are very big regional differences from north and south, for example.
South is more conservative.
Conservative, definitely. So my dad was born in the south, for example, and my mom is from Trent, so from the north.
Mm.
And, well, he moved to the north when he was very young, so I can't really see the difference in my house. But when I go to see my dad's family in the south, I can see different just ways of living and different rules. And, for example, how guys date. Oh. At a young age, or how you celebrate things, how religious you are.
Mm.
All these ways of living is just more traditional, or people speak a lot of dialect.
Yeah.
They're more attached to the roots, while in the north they're more open-minded, more international, I would say.
Yeah. Even though your family has roots in the south, but you're both from the north.
Yeah, so, 100%.
Yeah. So I guess it's also like when you guys are thinking about people from the south, you will have a, let's not say stereotype, but you will have certain perception of them.
Definitely.
It's like when they think of you guys, they will have perceptions as well as that these people are too liberal-minded.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, definitely we'll do another topic in the future just to talk about the regional differences.
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. And on that note, I think we're going to wrap up here. Thank you again for coming to the studio. Certainly, there's a lot of similarities that we have seen in our two cultures.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And for our listeners, if you ever travel to Italy or you have Italian friends or you actually lived in Italy, share with us what kind of similarities you have observed and also differences as well. Leave us a comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.